it's the sort of light that makes you pay attention. And as I would soon learn, paying attention is the first step on the road to genius. As I glance out of my taxi window, shielding my eyes from the painful, bright morning sun, I can't help but wonder, have I found a piece of the Greek puzzle? I hope so, for it is a daunting puzzle, one that has stumped historians and archaeologists, not to mention the Greeks themselves, for centuries. The question that nags is this: why? Or more precisely, why here? Why did this well-lit but otherwise unremarkable land give rise to a people unlike any other the world had seen? A people, as the classicist Humphrey Quito put it, not very numerous, not very powerful, not very organized, who had a totally new conception of what human life was for, and showed for the first time what the human mind was for. This incredible flourishing didn't last long. Yes, classical Greece is officially considered a 186-year period, but the apex of that civilization, sandwiched between two wars, only lasted 24 years. In human history, that's a lightning flash across the summer sky, a flicker of a votive candle, a tweet. Why so brief? Ancient Greece, I ponder those two words. They make me shrink, embarrassed by how much I don't know, bored with the little I do. When I think of the Greeks, if I think of them at all, images of grey men joylessly pondering life's imponderables springs to mind. What can they possibly do for me? I have bills to pay, emails to send, and deadlines to meet. The ancient Greeks seem about as relevant to my life as the rings of Saturn, or trigonometry. Not for the first or last time, I am wrong. The truth is, no ancient peoples are more alive, more relevant today than the Greeks. We are all a little bit Greek, whether we know it or not. If you've ever voted, or served on a jury, or watched a movie, or read a novel, or sat around with a group of friends drinking wine and talking about anything from last night's football game to the nature of truth, you can thank the Greeks. If you ever had a rational thought or asked, why? Or gazed at the night sky in silent wonder, then you've had a Greek moment. If you've ever spoken English, you can thank the Greeks. So many of our words sprang from their rich language that a Greek prime minister once gave an entire speech in English using only Greek-derived words. Yes, the Greeks brought us democracy, science, and philosophy, but we can also thank, or curse them, for written contracts, silver and bronze coins, taxes, writing, schools, commercial loans, technical handbooks, large sailing ships, shared risk investment, absentee landlordism. Nearly every part of our lives is inspired by the Greeks, including the very notion of inspiration. We think and feel differently because of the Greeks.